Here's my question.
Yes.
It's regarding the idea of death on this planet.
Death, yes.
Yes. Not only would I like to talk about what choices do we have after death, what do we do over there, where do we go?
Whatever you want.
Okay, well, I'd like to discuss that.
Oh, all right.
And then, of course, you know, on this planet, when someone dies, it's probably the worst fear we have.
Yes,
and,
one of them.
And
in actual fact, I believe fear of public speaking is worse.
Well,
on a list of phobias of humanity.
Well, I've conquered that one.
Obviously.
I'm sitting here. But I'd like to know, what is it about our attitude that we fear death, and instead of looking at it as just a transformation into the next,
yes,
we grieve and we have such ceremony. And what do you do on your planet when you die?
Celebrate.
Do you celebrate? Okay.
And also, please remember, we are still in communication with that being.
Yes.
We understand there really is no disconnection. We understand it is just a transition, and we also have the ability to continue to communicate with them in their different state.
Okay.
So do you, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But because of thousands of years of ritualization and the experience of disconnection, not real disconnection, mm-hmm, but the creation of the experience of disconnection, the personality structure assumes that death means annihilation. And so you mourn the idea. You are afraid, in general, of the idea because you think it's the end of your identity, when in fact it's actually the expansion into more of yourself. You become more of who you are in death. Physical reality, in a sense, is more like death than death is, because you place so many limitations on yourself. And from the spirit point of view, again, not judgmentally, physical reality is the more dead-like state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, the idea is that most of the grieving, while you may have it if you wish, not going to take anything away from you, if that feels appropriate, then allow yourself to do so. But generally, it comes from feeling like you are being left behind.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually mourning for yourself.
Right.
Because you understand innately somewhere that the other being that has died has gone on to a more expanded state, and you also yearn for that as well. Yearn to remember that. Yearn to remember that's who you are. And in that sense, feel that death has reminded you that you have placed limitations on yourself, and so the grieving is actually for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, you are getting to a point where you are beginning to understand that the concept of physical death is just a transition. You don't have to lose touch with anybody at all. And as you begin to understand that more and more, you will be able to continue to communicate with those beings in a very clear manner.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, upon the idea of expansion into death, most individuals on your planet will feel it or experience it in general as if they are waking up from a dream.
Yes.
Because that is the real reality as far as they are concerned, and the idea of the physical life doesn't carry the same degree of importance per se. It literally is the way you feel when you wake up from a dream and say, oh, this is my real reality, and then the dream just sort of fades off, except whatever pieces may remain that you feel are important for you to remember. Death is like that with regard to physical reality. You wake up and suddenly remember who you are and that you are having this physical dream. You understand?
Yes.
And
yes,
that's why most individuals don't really actually, shall we say, hang around and try to make contact. Because physical reality, again, is not so real from that point of view anymore. They understand they still may have loved ones in physical reality. And they can communicate, and often do. But the overwhelming feeling is that you're actually waking up into your true reality. And the idea of physical reality becomes, to some degree, with a few exceptions, all of a sudden a secondary concern that isn't as real. Does that make sense?
That makes great sense.
From that point there forward, you have the ability to recognize that there are different gradations of non-physical reality in which you can still experience many things according to your consciousness that feel like physical experiences, even though you may no longer be physical. You can actually create cities, houses, all sorts of landscapes that seem very tangible and can be experienced in a very tangible way. But the difference would be is that there really isn't the same idea of space-time. And so in that reality, what you imagine, what you think, is almost instantaneously created. You understand?
Yes.
So you can actually still have many kinds of experiences in the non-physical reality that are very similar to the idea of physical reality. And there are people in non-physical reality who even form neighborhoods, communities, cities, all sorts of things, because they gravitate to each other because of their vibration. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You can also function as a guide if you wish. You can go on to other realities if you wish. You can explore other dimensions if you wish. It really is up to you. And in fact, it's even up to you to return, in a sense, to the life you just left and continue on from where you left off. When you die, you still have a choice to keep on living until you make the choice to actually go all the way into non-physical reality. You actually are given the choice to simply go back and pick up where you left off and, in a sense, forget that you actually died, or maybe remember it as a dream, or just some funny kind of glitch in your reality that you don't quite understand how you made it alive through that accident, but obviously you did. Well, in fact, actually, you didn't. But when you died, you were still given the opportunity. Would you like to go back and continue? Yes, thank you, please. All right, there you go. And you pick up from where you left off on the other side of the accident, wondering and scratching your head how you possibly could have made it out of that alive. Well, again, you didn't. Many of you have died many times. You just don't remember.
Right.
But you are given an opportunity and a choice, even then, to pick up the life and keep on going. Now, in a sense, what you're actually doing is you're creating another parallel reality. But you're creating a sense of continuity to such a degree that it seems like it's the same life that you're continuing. It doesn't matter, in effect. You can still have the same ideas, the same goals, the same friends, same feelings, all of it. Although, of course, there's usually something left behind that makes you feel suddenly a little bit different than you did before when you go through an experience like that. You follow me?
Yes.
Is this answering your question sufficiently?
Yes, very helpful. Thank you.
Yes. And, of course, that's just the beginning.